tense in his mountain over there following the decision by the Minister of Health to reinstate its CEO. The senior staff are up in arms with the board over the decision and also the suspension of some senior pharmacists. The chairman of the Senior Staff Association of Fair Palm is calling on the sector minister to reverse the decision to reinstate the sacked CEO. He spoke to Bright in Drama.
Currently, a lot of tension partly because the Minister of Health has reverted an earlier letter by Honorable Shirley, and that has brought chaos into the whole system. We particularly don't see the reason why the Honorable Minister reverted the letter previous his previous successor. And this is not in good consonance of proper governance at all. I think he should have consulted her very well and have maintained the letter. And then if he had doubts, he could have done an investigation into it. But the first day of office reverted the letters, but a lot of hypocrisy from the new minister.
Yesterday, the pharmacy was closed because of some directive from the board. How are you managing to resolve this?
Let me explain that the A&D associates who were mandated by government or the sector minister to do the audit in the forensic audit did not indicate that some people should proceed or leave. So why would the board chairman arrogate himself the powers and write to staff, which anonymous technology shouldn't be done, to start to proceed on leave? They are closed because of the protest, but as I speak to you now, the pharmacies are all open. They are open now.
So what are you doing to resolve all these issues in Kolebu?
Oh, I think today they met the board chair, and this is the issue. Draw all the letters that you wrote. It wasn't necessary. It's just a matter of victimization. If A&D associates want Kolebu, certain people to go on leave because of what they are going to do, then they should do it. We also know that A&D did a lot of forensic audit in certain places. They didn't ask anybody to go on leave. So why were they not going to do that? Is it they are creating a lot of problems in the system? They wrote a letter to Adiyanam to ask Obisokoti to step aside. He didn't do it. They wrote a letter from the certain minister to return the cars. He didn't do it. They wrote a letter to tell him to stop some payment of money. He didn't do it. So he is not following orders from the minister, but yet he is writing for people to follow his orders. That's not the best way to handle a proper system of institution.
How will you describe your meeting with the board? Was it fruitful?
It wasn't fruitful. It wasn't forthcoming. He couldn't explain himself. I mean, everything he was doing, mass of victimization and lack of proper direction. That's all I can say. The audit came about because of the petition by the Senior Staff Association against mismanagement of funds by management and the board. So it's not only coming to do audit to pharmacy, it's everybody, including themselves. So they should also make themselves available. So why do you want to be the judge in this case? You can't be the judge. You're also part of a system. You also have to be audited.
What's the way forward in resolving all these issues?
We think that the board should be dissolved and Okuti asked to go back to where he came from. A new chief executive and a board. If any boarder will come, any new chief executive can still do a forensic audit. This attitude of personal vendetta should stop. It's not helping anybody. And if it doesn't stop, there is going to be a general strike very soon. And I think Ghanaians don't want that. So it's up to government to sit up and do what the workers are saying they want to be done. Since they were doing a good job, I don't see anybody complaining. No, Kolebu today is a mark of plenty politics. This is a healthcare institution. It shouldn't be so.
You are chairman of the Kolebu Senior Staff Association of Fair Palm.